So what's the name of this podcast again? The In Come Out Show, is that right?
I believe so, yes. And that's,
yeah. And we talk about money, right? Is that the kind of thing?
Yeah.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Welcome to the Income Outcome Show, a podcast publication part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. The Income Outcome Show is dedicated to pharmacists, pharmacy technicians, pharmacy students, and all pharmacy professionals interested in maximizing their income and providing insights into living a financially free lifestyle. All matters discussed during this podcast are for informational purposes only. Opinions expressed herein are solely those of Waypoint Strategic Advisors, LLC, and our editorial staff. Material presented is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representations as to its accuracy or completeness. All information and ideas should be discussed in detail with your individual advisor prior to implementation. The presence of this podcast shall in no way be construed or interpreted as a solicitation to sell or offer to sell advisory services to anyone. Waypoint Strategic Advisors, LLC is not affiliated with or endorsed by any government agency and are not engaged in the practice of law. Content should not be viewed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned or as legal or tax advice. You should always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation.
And now here are your hosts of the Income Outcome Show, Ben Coakley with Waypoint Strategic Advisors and Joe Castleman with Pharmacist Financial.
Hey, everybody. Ben Coakley here with Joe Castleman. How are you,
hey,
Joe?
Good.
Yeah, you know, Joe, on a side note, somebody told me the other day that money is not the root of all evil.
And what they say was?
The love of money.
Ah.
Is the root of all evil.
Okay.
And this same guy proceeded to pull out a card, and it had all his health statistics. He said, I don't measure success by what's in my bank account. I measure success by what's on this card. It had his resting heart rate, his cholesterol, his blood pressure. Truly, Joe, and he said, Ben, if I have my health, I have everything.
He's not completely wrong, but he's also not completely right there. I agree with that.
It just gave me something to think about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, it's amazing to me how I always end up with something to think about. Yeah. Every time I meet a new person and I talk to them and I'm really curious and inquisitive about how they got where they are. What do they do? Where are they going? What's their future look like?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, it's amazing what you can learn when you take an interest in people, you know, Joe, and that's how we're going to come to this topic that we're talking about today. The emotion of money.
Emotions and money, yes.
Emotions and money, right? We did a podcast last year on kind of the high level fear, pleasure, greed, but we're going to dive into the specifics and the triggers that can cause us to make really bad financial decisions.
Yes.
And what's amazing about this, I learned this, a lot of this stuff, from my business partner, and he. Because I took an active interest in what he did, he was able to explain all this to me. And again, Joe, tied all the way back to, it's good to have take an active interest in people and learn their stories, because you never know what you're going to learn. So
absolutely never.
So
know
Joe,
you.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about fear, pleasure, and greed.
Okay.
Let's dive into fear first.
Okay. Fear of what? I mean, fear is a broad word. What are we talking about, Ben? Fear of what?
Well, there's several different ways fear manifests itself in our lives.
Yes.
The first one is just definitely afraid of taking risk.
Yes.
Okay. That is when most people think of fear and money. Like I'm terrified to take any risk. And what happens when you don't take any risk? You don't get enough return to really accumulate the kind of wealth you need. So that's a big fear, and that's probably the most common one that we come across. Joe, but one of the fears that I hear a lot is FOMO. And I don't know if I made that
FOMO
up or if that's a real deal. Fear of missing out, right?
Yes, so, absolutely, yeah.
So when, you know, I'll give you a great example. In our lives, my wife and I, we've got some pretty significant fitness goals for our lives. And we like to eat healthy and really be conscious about what we put in our bodies. And we were at this event called Friday Night Lights. It's a CrossFit event, and after the workout, everybody was like, hey, man, we're going out for beers and pizza.
After CrossFit?
After CrossFit, yeah. So it just ruined that entire workout, right?
That's funny, yeah.
Well, part of me was like, I really want to go.
Yes. Well, of course you do, but yeah.
I'm afraid I'm going to miss out on something.
Yeah. Because you've had a lot of good time with beer and friends, so yeah.
Yes, of course. Taking an active interest in people, and what better way to do that than have beers and pizza with people, you know?
Yep.
So that could have easily manifested itself in me going out, and I had my family, and next thing you know, $100 later, I'm $100 lighter in the wallet.
Yes.
Again, we're not saying don't have a standard of living, but be conscious that fear of missing out can be a significant trigger in your life. Oh, by the way, you know, I need to get this out on the table, Joe. I am actually traveling, so I am doing this from a
It sounds like you're having beers right now, Ben.
I am not. I'm actually just finished a sandwich and have a cup of coffee. So decaf, because it's in the afternoon. I'm going to try to get some sleep tonight. So, and it's snowing. It's snowing again. It's like, will it ever stop snowing? I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so again, the fear of missing out, it's a big trigger in my life. Joe, if you haven't figured
out. I would
say
everybody's, yeah. I mean, it's.
It is. But if you're really a social person like me.
Yes.
And you get a lot of self-satisfaction mm-hmm. from being out with people and doing that kind of stuff. The FOMO factor is legit.
Yes.
My wife's a little bit more introverted. So her, it's not that big a deal to tell people, we're going to go home. Me, it's like, you know, it's like raising the Titanic.
Yeah, it's one of your highest. It's one of your highest values. Is what you enjoy the most. It's hard to say no, you know.
Absolutely.
And that is a big fear for you. You know?
Absolutely, no doubt. And so again, you know, this concept of fear and how it impacts our wallets. It's not just, you know, I'm scared of the stock market. I'm gonna put my money under my mattress.
Yeah, that's some kind of a minor fear. In relation to the bigger fears we're talking about, the fears that will actually make you take a different path than you ever wanted to, that will actually make you freeze in a way. You know, what about the fear of like, don't know what to do, so you don't do anything?
Yeah.
You know, I mean that's not logical, but it happens.
That's a big, listen, I've had people that said, I'm just going to sit this out and I'm going to do. Now, again, there are times to do that.
Yeah.
You know, not doing anything is actually a choice. That's what, you know,
absolutely.
My wife tells me that all the time. Not doing the dishes is choosing not to do the dishes, you know? And it's just kind of funny, but staying put, there's a time to do that. But, you know, there's also a time to, Joe, a really good example on that is when the market's going down, right? Yeah. The fear of losing money. Well, that, you know, I'm not putting money in my 401k right now.
Yeah. What about the fear of, the job market going down too?
Sure.
I mean, that's huge fear, you know?
Yeah. 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 We created a whole concept called the change up checklist.
Absolutely.
To help people deal with that fear. If you're scared about the current trajectory of the pharmacist market, I would highly encourage you call Joe and me or email me and Joe.
Yeah,
to get the change up checklist session started.
Because a big chunk of the change up checklist is the emotions. It's having tools and resources to think things through more clearly and not react. You know, I think that's a big thing is reacting to fears. You know, because you're going to have fears regardless. You can't get rid of emotion, but it's how you respond to it. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, the head in the sand business model is what I call that. I'm going to stick my head in the sand, and I'm just going to pretend. It's almost like the Kevin Bacon scene, Kevin Bacon from Animal House. Everybody just calm down. There's nothing to see here, you know?
Yeah.
And the whole world's blowing up behind him. But I just, you know, it just cracks me up that, you know, that people get – I shouldn't say it cracks me up. That's probably not the right. It's very interesting just how this stuff works.
Yeah.
And how it drives people to certain actions. It drives people to not do things. It fear is a very powerful thing.
Yeah.
It's a powerful emotion. So
I'd say what I see a lot is the fear to actually make a change and stop doing something that you're already doing that you know is not the best, but you can't, for whatever reason, maybe it's tied to a person, maybe it's tied to something else, but you don't stop. It's like eating. I mean, that pizza and beer right after CrossFit, you know, that's not healthy, you know, but you do it, you know? So I think on the financial side, I think a lot of times people are doing things. I'll give you an example. Maybe they're with an advisor that they've had for 20 years that they never really got along with or didn't really feel was the best, but they've built a relationship. And so they fear breaking that relationship.
Sure.
And, you know, we've seen some situations where people should leave their advisor, you know, or leave their current, you know, financial plan or strategy, et cetera. But,
Joe, I think of the movie Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
Okay. You remember where the guy with the crow, what was his name?
The guy that got out.
Yeah, and ended up taking his own life because...
Man, well, Brooks.
Brooks, yes, Brooks. Yes. Yeah,
that was going to bother me.
Because he was so scared of what was going to happen. He was so used to his situation.
Yeah.
He was so institutionalized by being in prison. He knew where he was going to sleep, knew where he was going to eat. He knew all that, right? And getting out, just the unknown. So, yeah, there's a lot. Fear is a big one. It manifests itself in our lives and many, many, many different ways.
Yeah.
Joe, I'm reading a book called the DNA of Relationships right now. And it talked about fear being one of the primary factors on why me and my spouse, my wife, get in arguments. So if you get in arguments with your spouse out there, like my wife and I do.
Oh, never.
A lot of times. Yeah, never, right? Never. Never. We were reading the Bible the other day, Joe, just a side note. And Paul is writing this letter to the Corinthians, is talking about if you're married, good luck. You know, because it's going to be hard. It's going to be a hard road to hoe, you know?
Yeah.
And we got a good laugh in our church because the minister was like, well, thanks, Paul. Thanks for telling us what we already know, you know? So it was kind of funny. But anyway, Joe, let's move on. Let's move on to greed. Okay. And let's just talk about greed and how that manifests itself. The biggest thing from a greed standpoint that I see, and this is also for pleasure, can go either way, is the keeping up with the Joneses.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Or keeping up with that one coworker at the office that seems to always know the right answer to any financial thing.
And everything they touch is gold, right?
Joe,
I had a client call me and said you've had a lot of success in real estate, and everything you touch in real estate turns to gold. And I said, I told him, I said, I've been very fortunate, okay, because you know my dad had a piece of property and he got sued like 13 times.
Mm-hmm.
Almost bankrupted my dad and mom. So it's, and now, you know, that's probably one of the most expensive pieces of property in all of Charleston, South Carolina, just to tell you.
Yeah.
There's a Vitamins Plus store. Ironically, we're talking a bunch of pharmacists here, but the Vitamins, whatever that big, huge vitamin box store is there now. But again, Joe, the idea that greed is powerful. It's powerful.
Well, and isn't greed also, it's not just the pursuit of wanting something that's better or you think that's better because someone told you or that you're convinced, but isn't also, especially with financial decisions, it's a lot of maybe overconfidence too, or even arrogance, you know, like it's like, oh, I can handle any financial decisions that comes my way, you know?
I would say, Joe, there the danger there is when you are really feeling aggressive and greedy and in wealth accumulation mode.
Yeah.
You don't set some clear parameters around making it, you leave yourself susceptible.
Yeah. You start to feel invincible.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody can take advantage of you.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, exactly. And if you do meet somebody or some kind of financial decision, you're not convinced that they could be taking advantage of you because you're like, oh, I've handled this before, you know?
Or they're telling me what I want to hear.
Exactly. Exactly.
We have a former client of ours, and we were competing for his business, and he basically came in and said, this guy is telling me what I want to hear. You guys aren't.
Yeah.
So we were telling him the truth, and this guy was telling him. Now, I would say everybody out there, these guys are really trained very well to take what you say, turn it around, and regurgitate it back to you so it sounds like a really good idea because it came out of your head. Of course, you think your ideas are great. So just keep that in mind that sometimes if we don't put parameters around this, we don't have a team of people who can keep us grounded, sometimes we become susceptible. Joe scams all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen a scam that appealed to fear. I've never seen a scam appealed to standard of living or pleasure.
Yeah.
Every scam appeals to greed.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, you talk about parameters, you know, there are all kinds of parameters, but I'm thinking, you know, one of the true values and joys that we have when we work with our clients is, you know, most of our clients are honestly, Ben, sometimes smarter than us in areas, but sure. They still reach out to us and say, hey, what do you think about this? And I've been in situations where I reviewed something and I just straight up told them, I said, this is not good.
Yeah.
Because I was removed from the emotion of it.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe, I had a client call me yesterday and said, I got a guy coming in tomorrow. He's gonna do all kind of business analytics for me. Mm-hmm. And he sent me the guy's business card. This is crazy. This is like wild. And this is, guys, these people prey on your emotions. You've got to understand that. If you don't learn anything else from any of the nonsense Joe and I have, you know, or the wisdom we have tried to impart, which some people would call nonsense Joe, over the past like 2 years, understand this. People use these emotions against you. All right, so this guy sent me this thing, and it said, this guy, it's a business card. You know what? Let's see here. I've got to find it here. Oh. There is no, Joe, there's no email address. There's no phone number.
What?
Yeah. I get to their website. The last update of their website was 2013.
Hmm.
They're based out of Chicago, which so many scams in the financial world come from Chicago. It's unbelievable.
I did not know that.
Yes, absolutely, Joe. This group is out of Buffalo Grove, Illinois. As soon as I heard that, I told my client it's a scam. They're going to take your money and they're going to go. You never hear from them again.
What were they pitching or what?
They were telling our client that they were going to do his business analytics and show him how to sell his business for way more than what he thinks it's worth.
Okay.
Greed, Joe. You know, and this, my poor client, I mean, it's right. He's at that stage in his life where that resonates because he's like, I'm tired. I want to get out of this thing. I want to get the most money I can get for my business. They know that. They know they can appeal to that. And here's the thing. If you don't have, he called me, Joe. He called me and said, I'm meeting with this guy. Tell me what you think. And I said, it's a scam. And the reason I know it's a scam is this same group. I don't know if it's the same group, but somebody similar from Chicago, Illinois, got one of my other clients.
Oh, wow. And also, Ben, I think it's important to point out, too, when we say the word scam, it applies to not only fraudulent scams, but also scam in the sense of the person maybe pitching it may not real, they may actually believe in it too.
Sure.
You know, over promise, under deliver type.
Yeah.
They believe they have the solution and they don't, you know. So it's not a scam necessarily like Nigeria scams, although there are a lot of those out there, you know.
Yeah, Joe. And again, the idea is whether it's a scam or whether you buy something that's not what you think it is or doesn't fit. Either way, that does not improve your financial situation.
Absolutely.
So that's the key. All right, Joe, we're coming up on our time. Let's talk a little bit about pleasure, bud. This is the keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
The you only live once, YOLO.
Yes, the Joneses.
Joe, we live in such a great world. We have BOGO, FOMO.
FOMO, YOLO, Yoda.
Yeah, YOLO. Yoko Ono, she's somewhere in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for all you young pups, look up Yoko Ono if you don't know who that is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's crazy. Like, I mean, we have all these YOLO, BOLOs, GOLOs. Yeah. You know, it's just crazy. Anyway,
it's going to be nice that the day we reach when we can just use normal words again. But, hey,
you know what, Joe, at some point, I'm looking so forward to the future.
Yeah.
Because we're only going to talk in, like, hey, YOLO, BOLO, GOLO, SOLO.
Yeah.
We're gonna be like, oh, solo, bolo, golo, yolo. We're gonna be able to talk in that kind of language, and you know what, it'll cut down on the amount of throat lozenges that I have to take because I talk too much anyways. But you only live once. You only live once. Keeping up with the Joneses. The emotion behind this
is powerful. Well,
this will drive people to do the dumbest things financially.
And a lot of the keeping up with Joneses, you know, what's the other term? Lifestyle creep. A lot of times you don't even realize you're keeping up with Joneses.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you do. You're like, hey, Bob got a new, you know, tractor or whatever, Gator or whatever. Sorry, I'm out in East Texas right now. So
you can tell you're in Texas. You can tell how you're.
Yeah. But like, oh, I'm going to get one that's even fancier, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like.
Yep. Where I am, the whole side-by-sides, you know, the whole side-by-side things are like, you're nobody if you don't have one of those side-by-sides, Joe Gasselman.
Yeah.
You come here and you say, hey, I don't have one. They kind of snicker at you. Like, or if you buy one that's like used and you got like worn out tires on it and everything, you're like, they're like, oh, that guy.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, ain't a damn soul in this, and where I am, got a pot to pee in, if you know what I mean. But they got a damn side by side, you know, with payments for the next 32 years on it. So, you know, I mean, Joe, that commercial, I played it for a client the other day where the guy's riding on the lawnmower and he says, I live a great life. I live in the nicest neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
See my car, it's new. I even belong to the local golf club. How do I do it? I'm dead up to my eyeballs.
Yes.
He said, absolutely. I can't even afford my finance charges.
Yes.
Help me, please. It's like, it's a lending tree commercial.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's in your debt, but geez, how true is it?
Yeah.
We ride by the neighborhoods and we look at this nice neighborhood and we say, we see, and we've been programmed as a society to see we don't have that. We have what we have. We need to, Joe, when you see this in low interest rates environments all the time, you see people buy at the top of their ability to pay for a house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had people who make it $100,000 living in like $1 million house.
Oh yeah,
and that's
$30,000 millionaires. Yeah.
Yes, that is just ludicrous.
Yes. Now, here's a thought though. You're absolutely right. The keeping up the Joneses comes in all different forms. But what about the opposite side? What about the delay of the Joneses in the form of retirement? And, you know, I'm not going to enjoy my life now. I'm not going to enjoy my money now. I'm going to have an unbalanced, you know, saving and hoarding. And because I got to get to that day where I don't have to work and I can just do whatever I want.
So you're talking about the harmony between saving for today, living for today.
But the idea that the Joneses, the bigger Joneses of, hey, I've seen these retired people on the golf course and all that. I want that so bad. I hate my position in life so much right now. I'm just going to do everything I can to be on fire and to get to retirement as soon as possible, and I'm not going to enjoy it until I get there. And then, you know, you get there and you realize you're older than you thought you would be, and it's not as wonderful, and a lot of the years went by.
And you need a hip replacement because you can't swing a golf club. That's a whole nother level, Castleman.
I'm just throwing some thoughts out there. I mean,
no.
Those clients that want to save tons of money and really get on fire towards retirement, we love that. It's the attitude.
Absolutely. We're never going to discourage you from saving.
But we have met people that just don't want to spend a dime today. Maybe it's more the fear of not having a retirement.
Yeah, Joe, I think these emotions can blend together.
I think that's true. I think you get hit with the all three at once sometimes.
Yeah, they do knock you sideways.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. talk about in a glass house of emotions, as Will Ferrell said in Anchorman. And milk was a bad choice if you get the joke. But
So how do we individually, collectively, when those ball of emotions hit us, the greed, fear, how do we make sure that we come out, the income, the outcomes part of it, how do we make sure that's the best it can be?
I oftentimes have a saying, and I just say tab, T-A-B.
Tab, like the old Diet Cola.
Like the old
millennial. Yeah. All right. For those you don't know, Yoko Ono, and also look up Tab.
Yes. Yoko Ono. Look up Yoko Ono drinking a Tab. There you go.
Oh, I bet there. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. Well, she probably was their like main spokeswoman for that. But take a breath.
Okay. Take T-A-B. Take a breath. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pause. Yes.
Pause. Mm-hmm. Pause.
Because emotions are going to come regardless. You just got to take a breath, let them pass.
Yeah, we have an actual tool, Joe, we call REACT. And we took REACT, and it's like, are the assumptions reasonable? Boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. I'll be glad to. I'll attach it to this so people can grab a copy of it. But we call it the REACT principle. It just says, hey, when stuff like this happens, or when you hear something that stirs this emotion, You got to sit back and just take a breath.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, so Joe, I've been doing a lot of reading on social media and how it impacts people's decision making. And let me ask you something. In your opinion, do you think it hurts or helps people when they're trying to make good financial decisions?
No, it absolutely hurts. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. And what's amazing about it, the science is coming out and the data is coming out basically showing that it does. It hurts.
Yeah, people. And I would say different platforms probably hurt more, you know?
Yeah. Instagram, Facebook. I mean, these
those hurt more than LinkedIn, but LinkedIn still hurts too.
Yeah, no, LinkedIn, listen.
Yeah.
There are successful people that are posting all kind of great stuff, and I look at it and I feel inferior.
That's very true. Yeah.
You know, and I'm going like, well, it's stupid.
Yeah.
You know, so just.
You need to take a breath in those moments.
Yes,
you
know? Absolutely.
Say, hey, you are doing what you were good at. Don't worry about what that other person
is. I got to stay in my lane, right? Stay in my lane.
Yep.
Stay in your lane, bro. I love that commercial. Yeah. But the idea is, one of the best things I've ever done is, you will see me post on Facebook pharmacy specific stuff when I want to get the message out about what's going on in the pharmacy world. But that's the only time I get on Facebook, period.
Mm-hmm.
I could care or couldn't care less.
Couldn't care less, yeah.
Yes. Couldn't care less about somebody, one of my friends just bought a new lake house or beach house. Yeah. I couldn't care less. It makes me feel inferior, so therefore I'm just not doing it.
I'm a little different. I totally understand where you're coming from. I just decided that I'm going to focus on the posts that are positive on Facebook, because I enjoy being positive back, you know, making positive comments. So now positive, not meaning, hey, nice lake house, I wish I had one. I mean more like, hey, hang in there, you'll pull through type stuff, you know?
Joe,
that's my personality. I like that.
Sure. Listen, and it can be used, social media, like a tool, like at the very beginning, can be used for good. It can be used it can be used for awful things. So anyway, Joe, a couple tools we'll make available. The change up checklist. If you're
fearing
about your job, about your career, and you want to go ahead and get ahead of that, failing to plan is planning to fail. As I say, Joe, you've heard me say that a thousand times.
And that change up checklist is both, you know, strategy, but also resources to keep your emotions in check.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cause I mean, listen, I just lost my job. I got $100,000 in my 401k. I'm going to go, I'm going to cash it out and I'm just going to go drive around the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
That may not be the best decision then. Just throwing it out. Tab it. Take a breath.
Tab it. Yeah.
Yeah. So Joe, that the React principle, we'll get put that up, make that available for you. And Joe, how are you? How do people get in touch with you?
Yes, you can reach, my email is joec@waypointus.com. My direct line is 512-294-7046. And what about yourself, Ben?
Ben@waypointus.com, B-E-N, Bravo, Echo, Nancy. Throwing it
Yoko,
out there. At Waypoint. Yeah, Yoko, there's a Y in there for Yoko Ono, but
you can also go on LinkedIn, guys, and we're both on there.
Yeah, we're both very active on LinkedIn.
Look, just search Podcast Network and you'll find us too.
Yeah, Facebook friend me and tell me how awesome your life is so I can feel miserable. You know, you can do that too if you want.
Yeah.
Just kidding, because I'm not going to see it because I'm not on Facebook. So, anyways, we look forward to serving you guys any way we can. Here's the thing. We're all going through this big, messy life together.
Oh yeah.
And the good Lord gave us emotions. That's what separates us from the animals. That's what separates us from the rest of the animal kingdom, is these emotions. And that's a good thing, but that can also be a bad thing. And if we let the emotions drive the train without really sitting back and tabbing it, taking a breath, or understanding what we're going through, and really making good decisions, you know, we can end up really harming ourselves, not only financially, but mentally, spiritually, physically, in every aspect of our life.
Absolutely.
So anyway, we look forward to hearing from you guys. Reach out to us. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Yeah. You guys have a good weekend. Thanks.
Interested in learning more about maximizing your income and living a financially free lifestyle? Contact the Income Outcome Show today to learn more about your financial possibilities and best practices in managing your money to create opportunities for lasting wealth. Go to pharmacypodcast.com under the contact section and send us a message and we'll get back to you within 24 hours. Thanks for listening to the Income Outcome Show, a podcast publication part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network.